Radio.
And Kipyegon is the first to commit, going into the home straight, but he cannot shake off Kipyegon. And it's between the two Kenyans for first and second. Kenyan guaranteed to keep up the trend of always winning. But which one will it be? It's Kipyegon and it's Kipyegon. And it looks as though Kipyegon is the one that took it on the line. It was ever so close. We need a confirmation of exactly who's got it, because the two of them were charging at the finishing line in those closing stages. They both cleared the last barrier very, very smoothly. And as it comes up on the screen, Barnabas Kipyegon is indeed the world champion.
I am with Barnabas Kipyegon and Titus Kipyegon, both from Kenya, gold and silver medalists in the men's 3,000 meters. Barnabas, you ran 8:25.57. It looked like a very smooth race for you. Tell me how it went for you.
Yes, the race was enjoyable race, and I managed to maintain the pace, and I thank God I have won the race. Yeah.
And Titus, you ran 8:26.15. Very good for a silver medal. Tell me how your race went, and you almost were able to catch him at the end.
Yeah, I think the race was good, but I have only one problem, and that's the barriers. So I think next year or this year or this month, I'll go and practice it well. I think I'll do well in something other races. But for now, I thank God, I'll be silver medalist. Last year in Ukraine, 1500, I was bronze medalist. Now this time in junior, I managed to cut in silver. But I think next year, things will not be the same again. I think I'll run something like Busio 1, and that's my crab. My crab was rising progressively. Because last year, it was bronze. This year, silver. Next year, I think it's gold.
Great. Tell me how you feel about just being in Eugene and at these World Junior Championships.
Sorry?
How do you feel about the city of Eugene and the World Junior Championships being here?
Oh, it's really nice. I think it's something like... I don't know what's about the problem, boss. I thought it was fast. You know, in Kenya we ran 8:22. This time we ran 8:25. The difference was 3 seconds. So I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to both of you, and good luck in the future.
Thank you.
I'm with the bronze medalist from the men's 3,000 meter steeplechase, Evans Chematat from Bahrain. Tell me how you felt. It was close midway through the race, but then the two Kenyans pulled away from you.
First of all, I thank God for this chance that I get bronze. The competition is very tough, but I use the mileage that I have, and I use the techniques, experience, because the Kenyan is very tough. Yeah, I use the techniques because I cannot pack for the Kenyans, but I can stay the pack. And the last three laps, again, I go with them.
Okay. Well, you must be very proud for yourself and for your country of Bahrain. Tell me what it means to the country.
I think my country was proud. Now I was celebrating because of that bronze. Because the Kenyans, all the years that passed, Kenyans was won every goals. But I prepared the next race. I think I won the next race. Yeah.
Thank you very much, and congratulations on your bronze medal.
Thanks.